Where in the Bible will I find why we must be members of the Lord's Church? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Lord's plan of salvation requires us to hear the Word of God, Romans 10:17; to believe it, Hebrews 11:6; to repent of our sins, Luke 13:3 and verse 5; to confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, Matthew 10:32 and 33; then to be baptized in water for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. This puts us in Christ, and at the same time He adds us to His church, Acts 2:47. No seeking out a church or joining a church of our choice is possible, for He adds us to the church of His choice, His church. As the Lord commands us to be baptized, Mark 16:16, Acts 2:38, and as we are baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13, and that one body is the church, Colossians 1:18, Ephesians 1:23, then it is in His church that we glorify God through Christ, Ephesians 3:20 and 21. To be in Christ is to be in His church, which is His body, 1 Corinthians 12:25 through 27, Romans 12:4 and 5. And all spiritual blessings are in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. One cannot be in Christ without being in His church, and no one can be in His church without obedience to His word, Matthew 7:21 and Hebrews 5:9. After Saul was converted to Christ in Damascus in Acts 9, he came back to Jerusalem. When he was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, Acts 9:26. From that time, Saul, or Paul as he was known later, sought the fellowship of the Lord's church wherever he was. When he came to places where there was no church of Christ, he started one by preaching the gospel and baptizing believers. The church is the house of God, 1 Timothy 3:15, and Jesus is the Savior of those who are in it, Ephesians 5:23. When one responds to the love of God by the obedience of faith, Romans 16:26, he is then saved, Mark 16:16, added to the church, Acts 2:47, he is in Christ, Romans 6:3, he is a child of God, Galatians 3:26 and 27, he is an heir of God, Galatians 3:29. The same response that causes one to be born of water and the Spirit, John 3:5, makes him a member of the church of Jesus Christ. To be saved is to be in Christ. To be in Christ is to be in His church.